the band of Montreal isn't from Montreal. They're from Athens, Georgia. The name comes from an ex-girlfriend of lead singer Kevin Barnes. She was of Montreal. The band's been around since the mid-1990s, making what's been described as flamboyant pop music. Critics have compared Barnes' style to everyone from the Beatles to Bowie, but on the new record, Of Montreal sounds a little closer to 1999-era Prince. Don't treat me like a tourist, let's stay high on a negative wave. This is a track called Like a Tourist from the new album False Priest. Of Montreal got its start as part of an artists' collective known as Elephant Six. Barnes describes the members as a group of like-minded musicians influenced by psychedelia and pop art.
And the indie scene hadn't really developed very much, you know, so there's a pretty massive divide between mainstream music and indie music or underground music. So we sort of relied on each other in a way, you know, because we weren't getting really any support or recognition from the outside world, you know, so we sort of created our own little scene, you know, our own little bubble, so we could just encourage each other and collaborate with each other. And it was great. It was really, really great to be a part of that.
How did that collaboration kind of help to form, you know, the sound that you're best known for now?
Well, I mean, I changed so much since then. You know, things that I'm trying to do now would have been a bit weird back then, you know, because everybody was so analog crazy, you know. It's like everybody just wanted to use cassette four tracks or reel-to-reel tape machines, you know, and using a computer or using MIDI or programming drums and things like that, sort of frowned upon. So, you know, I probably would have been a pariah back then if I was doing what I'm doing now.
When you were writing the music for this album, and it's called False Priest, I read that you asked yourself a question while you were in the middle of writing it, and the question you asked yourself was, if William S. Burroughs were a black soul singer in the 1970s, what kind of songs would he write?
I was thinking about William Burroughs as being someone that's very creative. You know, he would have made a great lead singer. And so, yeah, I was trying to make something that was very funky and groove-based, but also, you know, sort of dense and complex lyrically. Too hard, too fast, gonna break our necks. Everything about you screamed at godly intersects. Nothing of birds, bird dash, no human tracks. The new forms were germinating, I saw your Oreo wax.
Kevin Barnes, I guess if William S. Burroughs were a black soul singer from the 70s, he might sound a little bit like David Bowie. You're getting a lot of David Bowie comparisons. Are you okay with that? I mean, do you hear it too? I mean, I do, and I mean, I'm wondering if there's no way not to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, David Bowie is one of my heroes without question, and I never really claimed to be an original. You know, I'm just trying to combine these different influences: Parliament, Sly and the Family Stone, Prince, David Bowie, T-Rex, you know, the Beatles, Talking Heads, whatever it is. I mean, we are just like a hodgepodge of all these influences, and you know, from a live performance perspective, we're definitely pulling from the more theatrical side of rock.
It's interesting that you mentioned the performance side of Montreal, because you may have heard a series that we're running on NPR called NPR's 50 Great Voices, and we had a story on Freddie Mercury of Queen, the late Freddie Mercury, and we asked our listeners, you know, is there anybody out there who's kind of taken on his mantle? And quite a few people mentioned you. I mean, you're obviously a flamboyant performer. Can you sort of paint a picture of, and for, you know, for people who haven't seen a live show, what they would experience at an Of Montreal show?
Well, what we try to do is sort of defeat the static image. You know, we don't want it ever to be a situation where, you know, people are just staring at the same visual image for too long. So we have a lot of different visual events that happen throughout the show, and just picking from the past, you know, like Susan Sarandon came out on stage and I got on all fours and she sat on me and she spanked one of our performance artists dressed as a pig. And, you know, we've done all sorts of crazy things. Like, on this upcoming tour, we've designed all these multi-person, like, live puppet costumes. We have this one that we call the God character, and it requires four performance artists to get inside of it. So, you know, we're just trying to create something that's just visually, you know, sort of captivating and interesting and fun.
You know, I've been noticing a lot of kind of cross-pollination on indie records and even on hip-hop records lately. You know, Jay-Z and Beyonce have talked about how much they love the band The Dirty Projectors. Kanye West, the rapper Kanye West, samples the indie darling Bon Iver. And on this record, you've worked with Beyonce's sister, Solange Knowles. And I want to play some of that track on which she appears. You look like a playground to me, player. It takes a very confident man to sing that to Solange Knowles. I read that one of the directions that you sort of want to move into or headed towards is influenced by people like Jay-Z, by people like Dr. Dre. Is that the kind of music that you're listening to now or were listening to when you were recording this record?
I guess what we're trying to do is create something that has the same low end in a really powerful way, really trying to make the recordings connect to the body. You know, so not only is it connecting intellectually, but it's also connecting physically, which I think is definitely the goal of groove-based music.
I mean, are there sort of the so-called new soul hip-hop crowds and the traditional indie crowds, of which I guess you'd be considered part of, are you finding that they're finding more common ground lately?
I think that it's been something that's been in motion for many years now. You know, it's not really as, you know, homogenous as it maybe it was 10 years ago. You know, I think that people are sort of opening up and looking to all sources for inspiration. And it's not definitely not like a post-race society yet, but we're definitely moving in that direction, which is really, really great.
Kevin Barnes, thank you so much.
Yeah, man, my pleasure.
Kevin Barnes fronts the band Of Montreal. Their latest album is called False Priest. They're touring Europe right now, but they'll be stateside in a couple of weeks with stops in St. Louis, Omaha, and Lawrence, Kansas. And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc. We'll be back next weekend on the radio. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great week.